All right, a couple business items. You saw, I think it's been released, DeQuell Jackson was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. It's a great honor for him, and I've said all along what he means to our defense. He obviously had a great week. And then our fourth captain will be Jaquay Parker. I'm sure you're all interested as to what's going on with the quarterback. He was cleared to practice. He participated in the meetings, participated in the walkthrough, and he'll do everything in practice today, and we'll get him ready to start on Sunday. If there are some unforeseen setbacks, then, of course, Colt will start. But as we're moving forward right now, he's cleared to practice, and we're moving ahead with Brandon. All right? And so, with that, I'll open it up. I answered all your questions.
Will you give Colt any more reps than you normally would, just in case?
No, not really. Not really. The process goes, you get the starter ready to go, and you give him all the looks you can give him. And you know, we may give him a rep or two more, but for the most part, you get the starter ready to go. And at this point, this early in the week, he's healthy, so he goes.
In your talks with Brandon the last couple of days or even hours, what would you judge his appetite for playing at Oakland to be?
Oh, he wants to go play just like he does every week. So his appetite's good.
Do you think Trent Richardson ran a little more decisively Sunday than he has in some games?
Well, I think he's a decisive runner. You know, his style sometimes makes it look like, you know, he's working his way into the hole. But that can be deceiving at times. I thought he ran with a very physical style on Sunday, and he had a very productive day. And so I think each game he plays, each on-field, you know, situation, you know, he'll get better and better, and I think he'll look forward to having even a better game.
I can imagine what DeQuell means to the defense, but can you put into words, you know, not only his play, but, you know, he's the only kind of linebacker with a lot of experience and getting the whole defense ready to every snap?
Yeah, I really believe – like I think I said it, you know, like baseball, you got to be strong up the middle. And your middle linebacker, you got to get good play from your safeties. You know, the guys in the middle of the defense tend to do most of the communicating and getting everybody lined up. And, you know, he obviously does that extremely well for us. And, you know, I just see the way he functions in the building. I see the way he functions in the locker room. And I've seen him be a good leader for our guys. And I think that's important as well.
Question this week. Your thoughts on apparently that they're going to go in front of the competition committee about potentially banning blocks below the waist. Just your thoughts on that, and even if they don't do it, all blocks, do you see maybe them taking and eliminating some of this stuff out?
Yeah, I think constantly looking for ways to make this a safer game. I've said all along, unfortunately, this game is a very physical game. And the unintended consequence of injury is always present. But you know, it's like anything. You know, they'll look for the best ways to keep the game physical, to keep the game safe. And, you know, I really don't have any strong feelings one way or the other. I do know that low blocks occur. And I do know that my understanding of and the way we teach it is you can go low on a guy if he sees you, you know. You can't do it, obviously, if you're coming outside in or you're way on the backside. So, you know, we try to teach it, but we try to do it in a manner that's within the rules and that's still effective.
Is he benefiting more now that Ruben and Carroll are back in there? Is
that
game quite a bit?
Well, any middle linebacker, when you've got big guys in there taking on blockers, it allows you to be able to be more effective. I think that's, you know, every middle linebacker in the league wants to have two all-pro defensive tackles playing in front of you if you're a four-man team. And, you know, I think, you know, when you've got your two starters back, just generally speaking, from a year ago at defensive tackle, there's some synergy there that kind of radiates through the whole team. You know, we talked about if it affects pass rush. We talked about if it affects defending the run. it helps everything. And of course, the middle linebacker benefits some.
Matt Starks from the Steelers was telling one of the reporters after the game the other day, one of the Pittsburgh reporters, that he said that basically was accusing your defensive linemen of cutting their offensive linemen. He said he had never seen that before. And I just wanted to...
I got no comment for that. I don't know. Our guys are taught to defeat blocks. And if it's a run play, find the ball, address your gaps, of course, and then find the ball carrier. And in terms of pass rush, you want to obviously defeat the blocker, rush the quarterback and try to sack him. Beyond that, we don't teach any of that other stuff.
So you made it pretty clear that Brandon needed to stop down at the interceptions. They had to be eliminated. And I think he's had one since then. Has he been better in his selection of, when to maybe not necessarily force a ball, but...
Yeah, you never want him to force the football again. And again, I'll just go back to part of your questioning. You want him to be aggressive. You want to make him to make good decisions. And in the interception he threw last week, he made a very good decision. If that ball was completed, we would have had a first down, and he was throwing to the right guy. The ball got tipped, you always coach against it. You want to throw in lanes and all that business, but sometimes – tip balls are like fender benders on the road. Sometimes they happen, and you don't want them to happen. But for the most part, it's extremely important a quarterback always makes good decisions, whether you're being aggressive with the football or taking into account the situation in the game. You get what you emphasize, and I've seen some improvement there.
Has he been sound on his reads? I mean, some of the outside criticism about him is that he's missing open guys down the field. Are you seeing that?
I think his play is improving each week. And every quarterback misses throws in games. Every quarterback, there's times when a quarterback will get a completion and, outside criticism doesn't factor in what he was told to do on that play, because you could look around and maybe see another receiver or two open. So I have to look at it for what it is and what we're asking him to do and take it from there.
There's times where he'll throw two or three in a row where you kind of scratch your head, and then he'll throw just a beautiful ball. Is that kind of what you expected out of a rookie at this stage in his first season?
Yeah, once again, there's every once in a while, even quarterbacks that have been in the league a long time will give you a head scratcher, And you want to guard against that. And if it happens, you want them to get that out of their game. You're trying to coach that out of their game, but also keep them aggressive and efficient. And so there's a handful of plays that are head scratchers for – that's a good little phrase there – for all positions. And you want to coach that out of them, but yet make them still be aggressive.
Have you spoken at all to Tank Carter about his tweet?
Yeah. Yeah, we've addressed the situation. And obviously, it's in a very inappropriate. And obviously, he does not speak for me or the Cleveland Browns. And I'm sure you're going to get a chance to talk to him. That's very inappropriate, very wrong, and not something that we condone. Let me just go back on that too, and my feeling about social media. Yeah.
Has it reached a point where you would consider banning Twitter? I know you said in the summer you wanted.
I think it's important that, because it is a part of life right now. There was a time when nobody wore hats in the building. Now everybody, times change, okay? And social media is a part of our world, okay? I think what you have to do is be very professional if you choose to have those accounts, right? You have to be very professional and understand that when you hit send, if there's something inappropriate there or is not what you think, it's a very serious deal. And so I appeal to their professionalism. Case in point, Greg Little. He hasn't Twittered, he hasn't tweeted or whatever that is. And he's never had to apologize for something he didn't say. So That's my feeling on it.
Dimitri Patterson, we saw him running out there one day last week. Is he?
He'll be back practicing today. Yep, he'll be out there. Sure, I'll give you that.
Talk about Ben Watson. He's had a couple big catches. 2 weeks, he made a diving catch the other day. Mm-hmm. And then you got a touchdown from Jordan.
Sure.
Some production in your tight ends, especially I think lately.
Yeah, I think the production's been good, and I want to call them tight end slash fullbacks because, you know, you have Alex Smith in there that we use. We use him all over the place, and so the production's been pretty consistent from them, and we use a combination of one, two, and three of them a lot, which has helped us in the last 6 weeks or so. Let me see. Put Trent on the field or Montero, right? We're going full circle here, you know. I'm very pleased with what Trent's given us when he goes in the game. And like I tried to tell, Montero, I'm very pleased with when Montero's in the game. And like I told him, I said, don't consider how many reps, you know, consider how many reps you're in there and how they have an impact on the game. And I think that's, you know, it's quality, not quantity. And he's given us good quality when he's been in there. And, you know, he's got a little bit different style than Trent. I think we would all agree watching him run. When he sees daylight, now he slashes it up in there. And that little bit different style, I think, has a good effect on the defense.
Watson, when a guy gets to, you know, I don't know if he's eighth or ninth year in the league, when a guy gets to be that age, when he shows up again for the new season, do you always wonder exactly what kind of player you're going to get?
Yeah.
You know, if he's lost anything? You know, he had the concussions at the end of last season, too.
Sure. No, you always, you know, you hope guys are going to continue to improve till they're done playing, you know, and I got a great deal of respect for Ben. In my opinion, he's battled through this season and done a very fine job. And he, behind the scenes, displays a lot of that leadership that we talk about when we talk about DeQuell. And, you know, when you look at a group of players where some young players are starting to improve and show up, then I think you also have to look within that group and see some of the leadership that you're getting from older players in that group. So, you know, I would give a little credit to Ben because of Jordan's improvement. And then, of course, we've got some other tight end type players on the roster that are making improvements that aren't so obvious.
How would you judge Whedon's mental toughness, mental resilience in terms of coming back from disappointments? How well is he handling not passing for many yards in recent weeks?
Well, I think I don't have a problem with his mental toughness to answer your question. And what's important for Brandon is to play a style of quarterback that leads us to victories. That's what he needs to do. So we can talk about yards. We can talk about all that other stuff, all the ways you want to rank certain things. But his game needs to constantly improve, and he's got to strive to get us in the end zone and help us win football games. That's that. So, and he's played through the season. He's had some games, good games. He's had some games that were not so good, and he's battling through it. So, and he's out there practicing today. So,
what did you say to him after? I know what you said today about his interception, that it was a good decision
to throw it to who he was throwing it to.
What did you say during the game?
In that situation?
Did you know?
I didn't say much about. Yeah, absolutely. I saw, because I know where we were trying to throw the football, and we kind of rubbed it, and Greg Little's running, and we. A catch and run gets you the first down. And I'm aware of why tip balls happen. So I watched Timmons score. We put the kickoff return team out there, and we got on to the next play. That's what we did.
Crushed or come apart. I mean, that was such a big play so early in a big game.
I didn't see that happen.
Talking off the ledge or anything?
No. No, that's not the way these guys respond. Nope. They just keep playing. You know, I think I reminded the whole team to just stay in it and keep swinging, right, and respond. And I think they did that. I don't think they needed my reminder, though. I think they were ready to go out there and play.
A couple more guys.
Simon Young practicing. Has he been cleared?
Yeah, he's not as far along as Brandon, of course, coming back from this. So we'll have to see as the week goes on.
Mitchell Schwartz, I mean, is that progress been continuing to be steady, and how good is he becoming at that position?
Well, I think he's doing an outstanding job for a guy first year in this league. And when you don't talk about right tackles in the NFL, then there's something good happening there. And I'm pleased with where he's going in terms of his development as a right tackle in the NFL. And so, just like any of these young guys, you want them to just continue. And that's where he's at.
Road losing streak started, ironically, in Oakland last year. What have you guys learned over the course of these 12, you know, road games that you feel now you guys can get over the top?
Yeah, don't lose on the road. You know, and I mean, I think what's important is, you know, let's take the teams out of it for whatever it's worth. Last week we won a division game at home, right? Now we have an opportunity to go on the road and play a conference opponent and win a game on the road. That's what we need to do. And that's the way you approach it. And, you know, that's it.
Do you see much difference? I mean, yes, the road streak speaks for itself. But do you see much difference in the way you guys play at home or on the road?
No, I don't.
I guess because you had this kind of the same problems on both home and away, closing games out. So I'm wondering if you really see much of a difference right in the way you guys are playing.
The way I like to coach it is you plan for being on the road. You know, you work on silent count. You work on all the things that you need to do when you're on the road, and then you go play the game. You know, every time you don't play at home, the venue's different. And, you know, I think you try to make it a non-issue. And you go play the game. And, you know, I don't think our most recent road game was, of course, in Dallas. And there was a lot of conversation of playing in this, you know, new great facility. And I didn't see that having any effect on the game. And so, you know, as you go to play road games, you get prepared, get on the airplane, you know, you sleep in a hotel, you go to stay and play the game. And that's the way you have to approach it. If you develop players having highs and lows based on where they're playing and when you're playing, then emotionally they get all out of whack, in my opinion. And so you talk about it, you explain to them what they can expect, you prepare them for the environment, and then you let it rip.
Carson Palmer and his connection with Denarius Moore.
Yeah, I think I've always thought Carson Palmer was one of the better quarterbacks in the league, and he's showing that out there. You know, he's got outstanding numbers, and he can win games. So, and then he's developing a relationship with his receivers. You know, and it's obviously taken time. Even though he was there at the end of last year, it's a new system for him, and there's a lot of new this year for him that I'm sure he's got to work through. Yeah, well, we're planning like he'll play, but he's explosive. He's one of those guys that can score when he has the ball in his hands. So it doesn't matter where you're at on the field. They could be on their 1 yard line. This guy can score. And when you have players on the field that can score touchdowns, that's what you want. And with him not being in there, of course, you know, that's hurt them. And with him being in there, it's obviously going to help them.